Sicily has a high number of asylum seekers because of its location in the south of Italy. In 2011, Cara Mineo was set up to provide asylum seekers with a place to live while their applications were processed. Today, the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, says over 4,000 people stay there and must wait up to a year or so for a decision on their applications. UNHCR's Zara Makui has the story.
A small village sits in the middle of the Sicilian countryside. Multicoloured houses joined by paved roads create the impression of a quiet suburb. But this is no ordinary suburb. This is home to Cara Mineo Residence, one of Europe's largest reception centres for asylum seekers. Over 4,000 people live here. All have fled their home countries in search of safety and security. Mohammed from Senegal spent months crossing the Sahara Desert to get to Libya. But when war broke out, he no longer felt safe. His roommates are from Mali and Nigeria. They survived their journeys to Europe, but many don't. Only 1 month before Mohammed's journey, an overcrowded boat carrying over 500 migrants caught fire and sank.
300 Africans lost their life in the Mediterranean Sea. That is very painful. Still, the Italian government, what they did for those black people, they rescued most of people who are alive, and those who lost their life, they take the body out and back to their country. We are very happy for that Italian government for doing all that things, but we need documents.
Most arrived first on Lampedusa and were then transferred here. Trying to process so many cases means wait times are long.
Most people I met in this camp, some of them have spent 2 years, 3 years, no paper. They should give us paper and let's leave this place.
Cara Mineo was created as an emergency response to the influx of asylum seekers from across Africa and the Middle East in the wake of the Arab Spring. Economic hardship, uncertainty and war have kept the numbers up, especially here in Sicily, which has one of the highest numbers of pending asylum cases in Italy. Denise is the vice president of Cara Mineo. Today she receives a petition from the residents.
It's not easy because every single of them have his story and the commission maybe call 10 by day. Our job is very difficult because if I look in his eyes, I see myself and I would like some answer correctly for them.
Blessing arrived from Nigeria 2.5 years ago. She was rejected twice. But today she heard that she has finally been accepted.
They gave me 1 year document. So now I'm going to leave the camp next week. They have a place for me that I'm going to stay with me and my baby.
Blessing has a guarantee that she can stay, at least for a while. It's what everyone here wants, a chance. It is this chance that pushes people to take deadly risks in order to reach Europe. Risks outweighed by even the faintest glimmer of hope.